Now, a study by Rape Crisis Network Ireland has revealed that 4 in 5 adolescents reported they had been subjected to some form of sexual harassment in the last year. The survey of nearly 600 teenagers also involved interviews with 93 adolescents and 21 youth workers. It asked participants with ages ranging from 13 to 17 about their experiences during the last 12 months. The findings show that close to a quarter of teenagers surveyed were subjected to physical or extreme forms of sexual harassment, while 83% had witnessed some form of sexual harassment. And to chat with us further about this is Miriam Duffy, the Director of Rape Crisis Midwest. Good morning to you, Miriam.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you're well too. This study, this report, Miriam, feel free to call me naive, but I have to say I was a bit surprised that the number of teens who were reporting they'd been subjected to some form of sexual harassment in the last year was as high as 4 in 5.
Yes, it is shocking. And I suppose because Dr. Michelle Walsh, who did the research, was working with us here in Rape Crisis at the time, you know, even as she was doing the research, we were getting snippets from it. We would have been aware of the issue, of course, but realistically, not to the extent.
Is it as simple as saying that maybe the increase is down to more teenagers over the last decade or two decades having access to the internet, and you know, you can be sexually harassed online, or is there more to it than a simple conclusion like that?
I think that's part of the issue. Obviously, like one of the things that we have always been saying in Rape Crisis Midwest and Rape Crisis Network Ireland is that we certainly need to, we're very aware that young people are being sexualized at a much, much younger age. And they don't within themselves have the capacity to deal with it without being educated on the issues of, you know, really good solid sex education. I think as a society, we've not been very good at openly speaking about sex to ourselves, let alone to our children.
Yeah, well, I can certainly speak from my own school experience. There was little to no sex education, and I know before we've spoken, Miriam, in this show about Minister for Higher Education Simon Harris bringing in these consent classes at third level. Is that something you'd like to see brought in at secondary level?
Well, certainly, and maybe even at a younger age, because we do realise now that at an extremely young age, children are accessing the internet and they are accessing porn, and if that's where they're going to learn their sex education, it is going to give them a very skewed view of sexuality going forward.
40% of the sexual harassment incidents reported by the teenagers who were surveyed occurred online. Would you like to see the companies and those behind some of the sites that are being accessed do more to put safeguards or firewalls in place, for want of a better phrase, to stop teenagers accessing this material? Or is there, I suppose, maybe there's only so much they can do?
Well, it's not that there's only so much that they can do. It is, I definitely think that, you know, globally we need to put some sort of legislation in place as to, you know, how the age of people accessing stuff online can be monitored. And, you know, but again, I think it is, there is an element because, you know, as quick as something gets put in place, younger people, they're much more IT savvy than older people, you know, unless you're working in the industry. Yeah. You know, and, you know, if your computer breaks down, grab hold of a teenager, they'll fix it for you.
it's so true. And I suppose that to further on from that is that parents just aren't as tech savvy and are very unaware of what their teenage children are up to.
Yeah. And the thing about it is too, I mean, there's probably going to be no way that we can ever stop people totally accessing porn. But what we need to do is educate them as to the effects of it on them. And, you know, basically, if you can't stop it, you need to put the preventative work in place around what might happen if they use it. I mean, if you have somebody that is fed a total diet of, let's say, Disneyland films, they will have a totally distorted view of the world. You know, they'll be off frightened dragons and waiting, you know, and the good guys always win, blah, blah, blah.
I think they'd have a nicer view of the world, though, if they were just watching nothing but Disney films.
But in a case like that, when they step into the real world, this is not what the real world is like.
Yeah.
So if you have somebody that is getting their sex education from porn, how do they then translate that into reality? It won't happen, you know?
The report itself, Miriam, aside from the lack of adequate sex education in schools, also blamed gender inequality, and it'll be no surprise to anybody to hear that girls were twice as likely to have faced online sexual harassment compared to boys.
Well, it is. I mean, it's right through. I mean, statistics have told this for years, that at some point in a boy's life, the risk of them being sexually abused starts to decline, usually kind of through their teenage years. But for women, the risk of being sexually abused and harassed doesn't decline at any point through your life. You know, so there is, and this is why we would always say that any kind of research like this needs to be looked at through that gendered feminist lens.
The study itself has a number of recommendations, sex education in our schools, which I think is fairly obvious and we touched on a while ago, improving relationships. It calls for standardised and formalised systems for teenagers to report sexual harassment as well. Would you agree with all those recommendations? And are there any more that you would suggest or would like to see put into action?
I think in the next couple of years, if these recommendations could be implemented, it would make a huge difference. And obviously, as stuff is being implemented, if it can be improved as we go along, as things are actually put into practice, you know, there's always room for improvement in stuff. But I think one of the key things, I mean, as I said, the education piece is key, and making it safe and easy for people to report and, you know, to feel comfortable in reporting sexual harassment, sexual violence, and the fact that there, you know, something will be done about it too.
For them to be able to report it in a discreet manner.
In a discreet manner, and know that it will, that their reporting will have an impact.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Miriam. I appreciate your input. That's Miriam Duffy, the Director of Rape Crisis Midwest.